Nathan Segura, the Notorious B.I.C., Vic Carucci, wrapping up our first hour here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don't be afraid. We can get some barks from the dog pound, 216-578-0850, or you can tweet us at Browns_daily. Coming up in the second hour, we're going to kick things off at 2 o'clock just after that with our basically midseason awards show. We're going to take a look at awards for the Browns, the NFL large, and also let you know what we think is going to happen over the final seven games of the 2013 NFL season. Pete Prisco from CBS Sports will join us for a national perspective on 2:20 p.m. Eastern, then Gerard Cherry later on in this hour. And you know, there is a cautious optimism seems to be building from everybody, both nationally and locally, about this Browns team. Maybe other than John Clayton, who still thinks that the Bengals are going to run away with things. But there seems to be some real legit optimism right now, Notorious, and obviously for good reason.
Yeah, we feel it out there. There is no question that that is simmering, lingering, whatever you want to call it, and legitimate. And I think it's driven by some obvious areas, the strength of this Browns defense. Those numbers speak loudly. I know when covering the league at large for NFL.com for many years, that's what I would do when I get to these midseason parts, these review areas, and start saying, okay, taking stock of who's doing what. And you pay attention to how the defenses are playing, because that is your foundation for being in games. And then, you know, what do you have at quarterback, what kind of success you're having there. And obviously, Jason Campbell's performance has been something that's changed a lot of opinions, because no one, including us, expected this team to have any success going through three different starting quarterbacks in a matter of 8 weeks. And now that they've got Jason Campbell back there, and it looks as if that could be something that's sustainable as long as he can stay healthy. And the people I've spoken with around the league say, look, this is what this guy can do, and don't sell him short. And prior to that collarbone injury he suffered against the Browns when he played for the Raiders 2 years ago, this was a pretty decent quarterback playing some good football up to the time of that injury. So there is some real stuff going on here. And we take you inside the locker room. That's what we love to do on this show.
Yes,
and we're going
sir.
To do it today. Jameer Howerton from ClevelandBrowns.com sitting down with Joe Thomas. Jameer, take it away.
Joe, you guys got a lot of energy as you're heading into this bye week.
Yeah, it always feels good going into a bye week when you get a victory, and it was a big victory for us beating the Baltimore Ravens last week.
When you look at that victory, what jumps out to you? What did you guys do extremely well?
Well, I think it was just a good team victory. The defense played well, offense made plays when we had to, scored a couple early touchdowns, and special teams held in there for us. So I think to beat a team like the Ravens, you need a good team effort.
And as you look back at the first half of the season, how would you evaluate this offense?
I think we're getting better, and I think that's the key. That's where you want to be in your bye week. You want to be improving on the upswing, and I think that's what we're doing.
What's that one thing that you can draw from those first nine games that you can carry through for the second half of the season?
Well, there's going to be a lot of things we can draw from, but I think the biggest thing is this, that we've got some momentum on offense, kind of figuring the things that we do well, and there's a few things we need to work on, and that's what we're going to try to do this week.
I know you're encouraging guys to get your rest, but they have to stay focused, because when you come back, you got two divisional foes back-to-back.
Yeah, well, we got a lot of big games coming up, so it's the bye week, but it's not the end of the season.
What are some of your plans for the bye?
Just, you know, visit the family, hang, relax a little bit, and spend some time just low-key watching football.
Joe, thank you for your time. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
Yeah, just some low-key time watching some football. We know those games that he'll be paying attention to as well. And I liked what he just said, Nathan. It's a bye week. It's not the
not
end of the season.
Not the end of the year. Exactly. Yes, that is.
Know the difference.
So obvious, yet so relevant and so true. It is the bye week. It is not the end of the season. And this team is going to come back from this brief respite and have to get right back into a massively important stretch of games with the Bengals and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, and the old pro, Joe, is not the vocal guy. We know that. That's not the way he leads. He does lead by example. He definitely is someone that other players on the team respect, pay attention to, and I think his message gets heard in its own way. This team does not have those real over-the-top vocal leaders. It's just not been the way it's been made up for several years now. But a guy like JT on that offensive side of the ball has his voice, has his place. You think of DeQuell Jackson, and we heard from him yesterday inside the locker room, the very strong and salient points that he made regarding where this team is and where it's going. And you pay attention to that, too. And he has a way of getting his message across. He can be fiery when he needs to, for sure. But it, you just This is just the personality makeup of this football team. Is I think it's sort of an understated, quiet leadership.
Yeah, and I like that. And I feel like Joe Thomas is even getting a little more vocal, realizing that I think that he has a role to play in that regard, and we're starting to hear and see a little bit more of that from him. And I like it. I'm all for it. Clearly, leadership at the coaching level and in the locker room, given everything this team has been through and given how good they've been able to remain, it is functioning at a very high level. And Joe Thomas, the guy who's been here, Pro Bowler six times, he's a huge, huge part of that, and it's certainly good to hear him and to quell, I think, the last 2 days going inside the locker room and getting that kind of veteran perspective, which is so good and so important for this young team to be able to have those kind of role models to help lead them inside the locker room, no pun intended, and that's what Joe Thomas has been providing.
We got some fun stuff coming up next. It's going to be the CBD Mid-Season Awards, and Nathan Zagura, working with Dave DiNatale and yours truly, putting together these topics, these areas that we'll address. And they'll be the obvious ones of so far, who's player of the year, offense, defense, rookie of the year, surprise moments, all kinds of things that I think the rest of us have been focusing, the rest of you have been focusing on as you look at this football team through nine games. We're going to break that down, have some fun with that. That is coming up next. You're also going to hear from Pete Prisco of CBSSports.com. That'll be around 2:25. Then Gerard Cherry making his regular appearance on the show at 2:40. So much ahead. You got to stay with us. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Football Friday, ESPN 850, WKNR.